KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
Whether at home or at work, keeping a safe social distance is a must these days. What happens if you have to get somewhere and your battery totally fizzes out or your brakes finally just quit? Detter Motor Company wants you to stay put and let them come to you. Need your oil changed? Want to do a test drive? Let Detter come to you. Use their shop, click, drive features to buy a vehicle online. Then let Detter's deliver it directly to you. Call 712-243-4514. More than ever, Detter is simply better. www.dettermotorcompany.com.
Starting off with high school sports from last night in high school baseball and softball play. We had a baseball game for you here on the radio, and Michael Scholl held Atlantic to one run in 4 1/3 innings of work, and the Clarinda Cardinals racked up 12 hits on their way to a 12-3 win over Atlantic on Thursday night in Griswold. And the Cardinals jumped on top early with two runs in the first. Atlantic pushed one across in the bottom of the inning, but the Cardinals followed with four in the second and three more in the third to lead 9-1 after three. Clarinda cruised to the win from there, with the Trojans only threatening a big inning in the fifth when they scored two and left three on base. Scholl got the win with six strikeouts and never faced more than four batters in an inning. Cooper Neal came on to get the save and finished with four strikeouts. Dayton Templeton took the loss for Atlantic, going just two frames before Brody O'Brien came on to finish the rest of the game. Ethan and Grant Sturm had two hits each on the night for Atlantic, with Grant scoring two runs. The Trojans fall to 1-2. They'll get ready to face a tough St. Albert team on Monday night. We'll have that game for you on KJ. And Clarinda improves to 2-1 on the season and will travel to face Denison Schleswig coming up on Friday. Other high school baseball scores from last night in Hawkeye 10 play. It was Creston a 5-3 advantage over Denison Schleswig when that game was suspended in the bottom of the sixth inning. They had a lightning delay that they waited for a while for, but then ended up just calling the game until they can try to make it up at another time to finish it. Harlan was an 11-5 winner over Glenwood. St. Albert 17-1 over Red Oak. And Shenandoah at Lewis Central was postponed until July 1st. In Western Iowa Conference play, a number of games were postponed. AHSTW in Trainer and IKM Manning at Missouri Valley were both moved to today. Tri-Center at Riverside was moved to June 24th. And the Underwood-Audubon game was the only one that got in. They decided to play a five-inning contest, and it was Underwood 2-1 with that win over Audubon as the Eagles stay unbeaten there in the WIC. Also in Rolling Valley Conference action, it was Booyer Valley over Exira EHK 10-6. Cam was a 20-0 winner over East Union. Coon Rapids Bayard picked up a big win, 5-3 over Kemper Catholic. And in corner conference action, it was Stanton 11-5 over Bedford. In the Pride of Iowa, Central Decatur a 10-0 win over Lennox. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 10-3 winner over Nottoway Valley. And in other scores, Thomas Jefferson beat Abe Lincoln 10-2, and Murray was a 14-4 winner over Orient Maxburg. That's a look at your scores there for you from last night in high school baseball play. On the softball diamond, it was Atlantic picking up a victory in five and a half innings of play is what they went before they picked up the 10-run victory, 12-2 over Clarinda, the victory there for the Trojans. And Reagan Pellet scoring three runs in that contest, as did Lauren Nicholas, as Atlantic improves their undefeated record here on the season. They'll have a matchup here tonight against a ranked team in Class 2A in Earlham, and that's a game that we're now going to bring you here on KJN. We'll plan to have that one for you here tonight. It's right now a JV varsity contest scheduled, 7:30, the go time there for the varsity, so we'll get on the air just a little bit before that to get you the coverage here tonight on the radio. Other softball and Hawkeye 10 play last night, it was Creston 6-1 over Denison Schleswig. Harlan picked up a 3-0 victory over Glenwood. Shenandoah at Lewis Central was postponed until July 1st, and St. Albert beat Red Oak 6-3. Western Iowa Conference play, both AHSTW at Trainer and IKM Manning at Missouri Valley were moved to today. Tri-Center at Riverside was postponed until the 24th. Underwood was a 5-0 winner over Audubon. And Rolling Valley play, East Union 5-2 over Cam. Exira EHK beat Booyer Valley 9-4. And it was Westwood at West Harrison postponed. They have not set a makeup date for that one. In the Pride of Iowa, it was Bedford 10-7 over Stanton. Central Decatur beat Lenox 1-0. Martinsdale-St. Mary's a 13-0 win over Nottoway Valley. And in a couple of other games, the Thomas Jefferson-Abraham Lincoln doubleheader was postponed until today. And Murray was a 13-12 winner over Orient Maxburg. That's a look at your high school softball and baseball scores there from last night's action. Also yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the latest rankings for girls softball with the second listing of the year. And in Class 1A, it's Collins Maxwell who's top ranked, followed by Newell Fonda, Clarksville, Wayne, and Bishop Garrigan, the top five teams there. Martinsdale-St. Mary's is at number 15. In Class 2A, North Lynn is top ranked, followed by Louisa Muscatine, Ogden, Mount Air, and Jessup. West Monona is at number 7. Earlham is at number 9. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top ranked, followed by Humboldt, Williamsburg, Anamosa, and Albia. Atlantic checks in at number 10. They're up two spots this week there in that 3A poll. In Class 4A, Carlisle's top ranked, followed by North Scott, Oskaloosa, ADM, and Dallas Center Grimes. Harlan's at number 13. Winterset checks in at number 10 there. And in 5A, Fort Dodge is top ranked, followed by Iowa City High, Johnston, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Waukee, the top five teams there. Moving on to Major League Baseball, baseball players have proposed a 70-game regular season schedule, leaving them and the teams 10 games and about $275 million apart on plans to start the delayed season. As part of the union's proposal on Thursday, players would wear advertisement patches on their uniforms during all games for the first time in Major League history. People with knowledge of the proposal said it included $1.73 billion in salaries, plus a $50 million postseason pool. On Wednesday, Major League Baseball said a framework for the season had emerged from discussions between Commissioner Rob Manfred and Players Association head Tony Clark. People familiar with the proposed framework said it called for a 60-game regular season schedule that would have $1.48 billion in salaries plus a $25 million players postseason pool. Both Major League Baseball and the union proposed starting the season on July 19th, and players said it should end September 30th, 3 days later than management. The University of Texas says 13 football players have tested positive for COVID-19 or are presumed positive, and contact tracing has 10 more in isolation. They started bringing players back to campus for workouts on June 8th. Michigan State's athletic department has conducted testing on 124 athletes, and one tested positive and will be isolation. The ACC is moving its football media days online. That makes it the last of the 10 football Bowl subdivision leagues to announce it's going virtual because of concerns about COVID-19. And the Minnesota Timberwolves and Minnesota Lynx are cutting pay and staff because of the financial impact of the pandemic. And the Southeastern Conference is considering barring league championship events in Mississippi until the state changes its Confederate-based flag. Commissioner Greg Sankey in a statement said that it is past time for change to be made to the flag of the state of Mississippi. In the event there are no changes, there will be consideration of precluding Southeastern Conference championship events from being conducted in the state of Mississippi until the flag is changed. The NCAA already said it would not schedule postseason events in Mississippi because of the flag that features the Confederate battle flag in the upper left corner. Mississippi State University President Mark Keenum released a statement after Sankey's comments as well. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.